Now, monkeys. This intrigued me. There's an international campaign started in the United States. The major retail store Target has dropped a Thai-based coconut company because it uses so-called monkey labour. The company is Teoco. You can buy the products here. Coles sells their coconut water for $1.35 a can. But there was an investigation by the animal rights group PETA. Would this make you reconsider using a product? If you've been to Southeast Asia, how have you seen monkeys used or misused? 96900 693 13 13 32. On the line, a spokesman for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Emily Rice. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Now, how are the monkeys used? What's happening?
Okay, so there have been two separate investigations into Thailand's major coconut milk producers now, and what's been found is that these monkeys are being used in two places, one on farms to pick coconuts and also in monkey training schools where they're trained to pick the coconuts. So they are very rarely bred into the industry. They're usually captured from the wild as babies, and then they're put into cages. They can barely turn around. This video footage shows them chewing their own limbs. They can even sometimes have their teeth removed to stop them from defending themselves when they're being trained. So it's a really cruel practice.
But if the monkeys are well looked after, there's no reason you shouldn't send them up a tree to throw coconuts at you, is there?
Well, I mean, monkeys do climb trees to get things down. That's a monkey way, but not for humans and not in this way. And obviously, using them like this is so wrong. And the training that they
undergo... My point is, if you're treating them properly, is there any reason why you shouldn't send them up a tree to throw down coconuts? They seem to like doing that.
Well, you can't train a wild animal to do something that it doesn't want to do without some form of breaking it.
Well, so tell the elephants
it's kind of a paradox. It's impossible to do so. But more importantly, in this instance, there's blatant cruelty happening. So it's simply not the case that there's some farms that don't and some farms that do treat them well. It's just not happening in this industry. It's just not possible.
Okay, so you want a ban or you want a boycott of products?
Look, we are certainly urging consumers to avoid products from Thailand, where this is really widespread and where the government has done nothing to stop this industry from happening, and has in the past actually put its support behind it by promoting tourism to visit these monkey training camps and things like that. So consumers can steer away from Thai products, and particularly chacao and TCC-labelled products that are sold in Australia, then that will go a long way to sending the message that things need to change.
But are you only talking about boycotting coconut water or all Thai products?
So it's actually more coconut milks and creams, because of the type of coconut used in products. So TCC and chacao coconut creams are very common in supermarkets.
So do you want a ban on Thai coconut products or on all Thai products?
Certainly not all Thai products. But I think that, the reality is that the supply chain in Thailand is so non-transparent, and we know that these monkeys are being used. And even though these two brands have been implicated on video by farmers, it's also products that are sold to other places, other companies, because we simply don't know. So there are lots of brands that have proven that they don't use monkey labour, and they're on our safe list, and that's great.
Have you approached the Australian supermarkets or retailers yet?
Yes, we've reached out to all of the retailers that sell these two brands that were implicated in particular, with both investigations and with a lot of follow-up about, any audits that might have been done and any communications from Chacao or TCC.
And what was the response?
We've had very little to no response. It's just an issue that they are ignoring.
Okay, but you want the Australian public to boycott these products, correct?
Well, we certainly want people to choose brands that are more ethical. There are brands that have proven themselves to be ethical and that have footage of, their mechanical picking processes or humans that are willing to working in this industry, and that's absolutely a better place for your money to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Emily Rice from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It intrigued me that they could be using monkeys as effectively as slave labour. Anybody ever seen that happen?